Good evening and welcome to Tiger Talk. William Haynes here with you this evening on Star 99. Tiger Talk, as always, is brought to you by Dakota Bank of Mobridge. We thank them for their support of this show that goes live every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock right here on Star 99. And we get a chance to talk about everything going on in Mobridge Pollock High School sports and activities. We were hoping to get a special guest we don't have on all that often. And we will endeavor to make that happen in one of these future weeks. But what we will do here on tonight's show, some big games coming up for both boys and girls Mobridge Pollock basketball. So really the entire second half of the schedule, we will break down all of that here on tonight's program, as well as get you caught up on everything that has been happening as of late. On Mobridge Pollock Activities News, their select girls ensemble was selected to perform the national anthem at the state Class A girls basketball tournament in Spearfish on March 13th. Very exciting. In the ensemble, it is Taylor Malmedal, Grace Fulkerson, Elsie Larson, Grace Overland, Eleanor Bora, Michelle Merkel, Jasmine Perez, Megan Malmedal, and Sophia Overland. So congratulations certainly to all of them there on the girls ensemble. Again, the national anthem at the single A girls basketball tournament in Spearfish in March. And also, Sophia and Grace Overland were selected to perform the national anthem for the South Dakota State Class A and B softball tournament in Aberdeen on June 5th. So hopefully they may also be playing in those softball tournament games, but they will be there to perform the national anthem. Additionally, Mobridge Pollock performed a one-act play on Monday. They were recognized with a third-place finish for their performance there. Sophia and Grace Overland, Blaise Verholst, Kennedy Whip, Julia Marquez, and Melanie Whip were also all recognized for Outstanding Actor Performance Awards. So all very good things there. And now for what's happened since last week's show in Mobridge Pollock Sports. A big boys basketball game on Saturday. They went over to the Corn Palace in Mitchell for the Hanson Classic. And our guest last week, Thomas Knutson, the head boys basketball coach, told us about that event, that they had been invited to that Classic for the first time. And they were looking to put together a strong performance and so that they could be invited back in the future. And he said, if you look down the roster, those eight games that were played that day, some of the best teams in the state. So a chance for the Tigers to put on a show. And they did. They were matched up against a Sioux Valley team. They were state consolation champs in the state tournament last year and 23 win seasons each of the last couple of years. They may not be having as good of a year this year. Hard to tell. But Mobridge Pollock beat Sioux Valley at the Corn Palace on Saturday, 55-41. It was a game where the Kazakhs took a little bit of an early lead. They were up 8-1 there in the first quarter. But then the Tigers started making some threes. They embarked on a run 16-4 to close out that opening quarter and take a 17-12 lead. They would go up 31-20 at the half and then outscored Sioux Valley 21-9 in the third quarter. And from there, got to practice some keep away with only 3 points scored in the fourth quarter, but they just bled that clock out to get out of Mitchell with the victory on Saturday afternoon. And another thing that Coach Knutson talked to us about going into that game was some things that the team had been practicing but hadn't shown in a game yet, that they kind of wanted to play those cards closer to the vest until later on in the year, but they felt like that was a big game to break it out, whatever it was. And getting a chance to see the game firsthand at the Corn Palace, what it was, a well-oiled machine, how I described it, of passing, moving the basketball around, having all five guys on the floor put their hands on it on any given possession, and they had the Sioux Valley defense all out of sorts. And had a lot of just plays that you hadn't seen and whipping the ball around the floor. They had a lot of open dribble drives off of it. They were able to connect on some open three-point shots as well. So who knows exactly how much more we'll see that the rest of the way, if that's something that they will be using more often moving forward. They'll be on the floor next on Friday, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But it was nice to see sort of an extra element to the team and what was a really big win over Sioux Valley there, 55-41. The Tigers held Sioux Valley to under 26% shooting field goal-wise in that game and won the rebound margin by plus 15. So a really dominating defensive effort as well. Shooter Frederick was our player of the game there. 16 points, he made 4 threes, 9 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Probably his best defensive game of the year. And Coach Knutson talked to us last week how he thinks Frederick has been coming along on that side of the ball as well, not just what he has done shooting the basketball. Also, Shane Henderson put together another double-double performance, 12 points and 16 rebounds. Also, one of his best days passing the ball, had 5 assists. And if you haven't checked it out, 605sports.com put together an article specifically about Shane Henderson, and they had Coach Knutson and Henderson quoted in the story. And it was after that game at the Corn Palace, and reiterate a lot of the same stuff that Coach Knutson told us last week, that he is not just a strong 6'6 forward and great rebounding the ball, but is a great passer and can move around really well also, and is just a total player. So that was really cool to see him get a little bit of that spotlight. And that article again from 605 Sports. That was the only Mobridge Pollock boys basketball game, by the way, since last Wednesday. And the only girls game, it was on Monday night, but another sort of historic performance as the Lady Tigers beat Potter County 90-44 in Gettysburg on Monday, setting a new single game scoring record that they had set initially just a couple of weeks earlier against Crow Creek when they had 89, season-high 35 points they scored as a team in the first quarter to lead 35-7 after just 8 minutes of play. As we've seen so many games go this year, Mobridge Pollock winning the opening tip-off, race down the floor for a quick bucket before the other team can get down there, and then go into that full-court press, and Potter County throwing the ball away a little bit, and really just piling it on in a short period of time. So 35-7 after one quarter, 48-16 at the half, which allowed really the starters to rest all of the second half. But the bench, who got some extended looks again, they scored 24 points in the fourth quarter to help reset that record for single game scoring at 90, and shot 60% from the field as a team in the win, including going 10 of 17 from behind the three-point line. Blake Thompson, with a lot of those, she's been the team's probably best three-point shooter this year. She made 5 triples as part of a 26-point performance, 9 of 12 total shooting for Thompson in the win. Charlie Henderson had her best performance in a few weeks with 15. And Cheyenne Rath, a sophomore, a career-high 10 points, I believe, for her, as she really helped to lead that unit down the stretch in that game to help get to those 90 points. That game ends a 5-game road trip for the Lady Tigers. They won all 5 games, and on Friday, they'll finally play at home for the first time in a month. There was some wrestling results over the weekend from Saturday in Winter. Wyatt Ziegler took 4th place in his class. Braden Wenches, 6th in his class. There's been lots of wrestling meets going on lately, and that will be continuing to go on. Those were the results that we were able to track down. Now, what we also wanted to do on this evening show was talk about the remaining schedules for both Mobridge Pollock basketball teams, and both squads about at the midway point now. The boys exactly 10 of 20 games through the regular season, and the girls now 11 games into the schedule. So coming down the stretch, we'll start with the boys team first, taking on Chamberlain on Friday. The Cubs, they're 4-7, and it's another regional game, but not a Cubs team that has been having a good season. So that's Friday. Then next Tuesday, one of the games that we highlighted with Coach Knutson And it's a road tilt at Cheyenne Eagle Butte next Tuesday night. The Braves right now 9-3. They took down Stanley County over the weekend, and it looked like the Buffaloes were maybe the best team in the region with Cheyenne Eagle Butte not far behind, but the Braves beat the Buffaloes by double digits head-to-head. So now it looks like maybe it's Cheyenne Eagle Butte is the top contender in 6AA. So February 4th next Tuesday could be one of the bigger games of the season, and it's always a hotly contested rivalry and particularly a challenge in that it's on the road. And that's also when the schedule really picks up as far as how many games in a short span of time. Basically every other day or every third day, at the very least, you're playing a basketball game. So from February 4th at Cheyenne Eagle Butte, they're at Belle Fouche on the 6th, just a couple of days later. Now, the Bronx just 2-9 this season, but that'll be one of the longer road trips, about 3.5 hours, maybe 4 hours total on the bus to get over there West River. So a couple of road tilts in a row and a lot of time on the bus. Then on February the 8th, come back home against Todd County. Todd County this year is 6-6, but they've given some teams a hard time this year. They've played a tough schedule as well. That'll be a team that will be plenty battle-tested. Then from there, it's back on the road on the 10th of next month at Aberdeen Christian. So not an incredibly long trip, but it's at the Civic Center there in Aberdeen. And the Knights this season, 8-3. It's one of the best remaining records on the schedule, especially for teams not in the region. So that will be a test. There's a lot of good schools, a lot of good teams left on this boys' schedule that is now 7-3, just midway through. Then February 13th, back home against Sully Buttes. They are 7-3 this year, though. They'll be playing from Class B, but will still be a test, and it doesn't slow down from there. Just a couple of days later, February 15th, back home against Groton Area, 7-4 those Tigers are this year, but another rivalry of sorts on a Saturday afternoon. Then, really coming down the home stretch, February 18th at Stanley County, the Buffaloes 10-3 right now. They have lost their last couple of games, but that'll be in Fort Pierre at Parkview Auditorium. And Stanley County had a chance to see them when they won the Jones County Invitational. They've got a young head coach, and they run a really unique style where they just push the pace really for the entire 36 minutes of game time, up and down the floor in a blur, and they don't really take any time off the shot clock before they're putting the basketball in the air. So that'll be something different, especially for seeing them for the first time that year, and could be playing them again in a short span, potentially in the regional playoff, depending on how the standings go. Then after that, February 21st at Winter, the Warriors coming on strong right now at 8-3. And then just one day later off a back-to-back against we don't know who yet in the Warner Classic, but we'll be going back on the road for that on the 22nd to close out the regular year. Then it'll be some time off. The regional quarterfinal wouldn't be until March 4th. And if you get a bye there, the semifinal isn't until March 7th. So you know, you could find yourself in a couple of weeks off there to sort of reset after what will be a very busy February for the boys basketball team. It'll be a similar circumstance for the Lady Tigers as well, taking a look at their schedule coming down the end of the year. They will also play Chamberlain. You'll recognize a lot of these schools' games as part of a doubleheader. The Lady Cubs, 2-10 this year, so with a Mobridge-Pollock team that has really dismantled some competition at that level, that could be another game. Maybe you get your starters to rest in the second half. And the reason why that would be particularly important on Friday is because Saturday, that's a back-to-back, going all the way down to Sioux Falls at the Sanford Pentagon to partake in the Pentagon Heritage Classic. So as the boys did in the Hanson Classic, getting the invite there. Similar with the Lady Tigers getting the invite there to Sioux Falls, a chance to show the world what you've got, so to speak, under a little bit brighter lights, and what will be, interestingly, one of the best teams, if not the best, on your schedule, as the Lady Tigers drew Centerville, who right now are 14-0, and they're currently the number one ranked Class B team by the media poll, so that will also put to the test as far as Class B versus Class Single A. Is the best Class B team better than an above average Class A team? Well, we'll be able to find out there on that one. While we will be in Sioux Falls to broadcast the game, we aren't permitted to do video of that one, as they've got exclusive video broadcasting rights in that facility. So radio only on Saturday afternoon. That's a 4 o'clock tip against 14-0 Centerville. So that'll be a really good test and should be just a good game in general. Then from there on February 6th, the Lady Tigers home against Belle Fouche. The Bronx on the girls' side are 10-4. So that'll be another strong game against a single A opponent. February 8th, just a couple of days later, home against Todd County. That'll be part of a 4-game homestand, as a matter of fact, as after they play the 3-2 Todd County squad on the 11th, home against 8-5 Timber Lake. Then on February 13th, home against 5-7 Sully Butte. So that'll be nice after what was that, 5-game road trip. And Friday will be the end of about a month since the Lady Tigers were last home. So hopefully it'll be a nice showing there on Friday by the home crowd, and then I get some home games, some comfort of home coming down the stretch in February. And to close out that homestand on February 15th, Groton area comes in, and their girls team is formidable as well at 9-4. So a lot of good teams coming down the stretch. 14-0 Centerville Saturday, 10-4 Belle Fouche, 8-5 Timber Lake, 9-4 Groton area. At Stanley County on the 18th of next month, the Lady Buffaloes just 1-13, and they've had some struggles, I think, even really just fielding a full roster this year, but will go on the road. And then to close out the campaign on February the 21st, at Winter, the Lady Warriors are 7-5. So that will be the end of the regular season schedule. The girls regional playoff is a little bit earlier. The quarterfinal would be Tuesday, February 25th. The semifinal, Thursday, the 27th. Now, it is still a battle. As great as the Lady Tigers have been, they're one of the best girls teams in the state in single A. It is still of a battle for first place in the region, as Miller is holding on, I think, just a game maybe or so behind for first place in the standings. So if the Rustlers continue to win there, that will put the pressure on for that first seed in the region and that bye in the quarterfinal. That was a deep dive into the schedules for both basketball teams, as it should be a really exciting end to both seasons going into playoffs. And I know both programs have high hopes for what they'll be able to accomplish this season. So up next, until we are back for Tiger Talk next Wednesday night in Mobridge, Pollock Sports Wrestling has an event Saturday at Aberdeen Central. It's the Lee Wolf Invitational there, as their schedule slows up a little bit, but not too much. Then this Friday, a basketball doubleheader. So both teams will be at home for the first time in quite a while. We go on the air at 6:20 on 99.5 FM and online with the video at drgnews.com. The girls team for Chamberlain is 2-10. Lady Tigers are 10-1. And on the boys side, Tigers got to 7-3 after that win Saturday against a Cubs team that is 4-7. So two matchups there that do favor Mobridge Pollock this Friday. And if you are going to the game, you should know starting at 4:30, they will be having a free will offering chili fundraiser meal for a music trip where the Mobridge Pollock music students, they're going to Branson, Missouri this November for a trip. They'll even get to perform on stage there. So they've been having some fundraising things for that. So a good cause. So some chili at 4:30, catch a couple of Tigers basketball games. That's not a bad Friday night by any means. Then the next day on Saturday, girls basketball will be playing in the Pentagon Heritage Classic in Sioux Falls, again against 14-0 Centerville. We are on the air there. Audio only, 99.5. And also, you can listen online, if you didn't know, on the drgnews.com Star 99 page, 345 there for girls basketball on Saturday. Then, next Tuesday, February 4th, a big one for the boys, just a boys game only at Cheyenne Eagle Butte, the Braves 9-3. So that's a real big one for the region, and we'll get started there at 7:20 next Tuesday at Cheyenne Eagle Butte. But that about does it for us here on Tiger Talk tonight. Thank you for checking us out, and another thank you to Dakota Bank of Mobridge for sponsoring the show. We will be back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock to do it again, and we'll have an interview for you to talk some more Mobridge Pollock sports. But until then, I've been William Haynes, and you are listening to Star 99.